you say a little bit more about that clarity? And you talked about just knowing there is this factor, the truth of Dhamma, and then somehow just being with that.
Yeah.
And could you say a bit more about that? Just how to be into that, or what?
Well, it's just recognizing that there is this. I mean, it's intrinsic to us all, but we get in the way. And that's exactly, you know, what the Buddha, you know, what's the actual problem? What's the source of suffering? No, greed, hatred, delusion. Are those intrinsic to the mind? No, we add them to the mind. That's like the Buddha sort of saying that this mind, bhikkhus, is radiant, but it is defiled by adventitious defilements. It's stained by adventitious defilements. It's just visitors. And we spend our time receiving the visitors and getting caught up in the visitors and forget to pay attention to sort of the home base.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of academic speculation about that sutta. Does that all just fall away? I mean, when you're actually practicing,
well, practice it, and you allow all of the, because you're trying to figure it out intellectually, mm-hmm. Never going to do it. Mm-hmm. The heart has to taste it. Mm-hmm. You have to feel it. You have to experience it. It's like Lumpa Cha. He had such a way with saying things in a really brief but really profound way. He said, first you have to know the Dhamma, then you have to see the Dhamma, then you have to be the Dhamma. Mm-hmm. Those are different levels of approach and a relationship with the Dhamma. So, you know, you start knowing it while that's kind of your study, your kind of trying this out, practicing that way, having this technique and that technique. But then you've got to learn how do I use it so that there's an increased clarity and understanding and a deepening of the insight. And then even that's not the end point. It's just the insight. You have to learn how to let go, to relinquish, release, and step into the Dhamma, to be the Dhamma, not have to carry any other identity with it. Even the identity of me as a monk, me as a layperson, me as a human being.
Before you said you recounted that progression of knowing Dhamma, seeing Dhamma, and then being Dhamma. What is Dhamma in that context?
Well, Dhamma is it's not just sort of teachings, and it's the actual, say, the true nature of things. Mm. You know, being able to know the true nature of things. It's not just knowing. I know the Four Noble Truths. Get the lists all down. But it's part of it, and it's how you begin to lay a foundation. But it's more knowing, because that's more part of seeing Dhamma, maybe. I mean, it's in that sense of that it really starting to, one's conception of Dhamma shifting into an experiential touching on the true nature of things. That flavor of peace and clarity that's possible.